Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a great first period last night against the Bulldogs. What was your team doing well in that first period, and why were they able to hold off that high-powered offense of Duluth?
Yeah, no, I thought obviously we were ready from the puck drop. I thought we had good jump. You know, everybody was in the moment, being focused. I thought we did a nice job on our end, getting stops, getting outs. And you know, we were getting up the ice with speed, created some good chances, but we couldn't sustain it the next period.
What was it about Duluth? It looked like they had made some adjustments there in the second. How do you counter that quickly on the fly, and what do you do in that case?
Well, not so much about adjustments. It was, it was a bit of a frustrating film review this morning. Just you know, going through goals, you know, the first three, we're literally standing right next to the player that scores the goal. And, you know, we're in position, but it's just a matter of getting sticks up. And that's you know, it's not skill-related. It's not anything that they can't do. I mean, they're Division I hockey players. That's just something you know, give credit to Luth. I mean, they go to the net hard. They got their sticks on the ice. But those are things we talked about coming into the game. And it was just frustrating that you know, we allowed them to get to the back of the net. You know, we didn't close very quickly on people behind the net, and then just leaving people open in front. You know, they have skilled players. You give them the chance, they're going to put the puck in the net.
Third period, you finally get some scoring. I thought a great night of shifts by Claire Vekic, Reese Hunt, and Alyssa Watkins. It was fun to see those three together, and they're definitely playmakers, aren't they?
Yeah, they've all definitely got skill. You know, they make plays. They move the puck. You know, you know, they had some good looks throughout the game. Obviously, Claire got the power play goal. Their line got the goal with Taylor Larson finishing up on a rebound. So, but you know, all of our lines, we talked about that as well offensively. You know, we need to be better. We can be better. Too many one and duns. Not enough close support. Certainly didn't make things difficult for their goalie by getting in front of her. Things like that. We just need to be better at today.
Taylor Larson scores her first career goal. Great instincts, though, to move from the blue line in and catch that second rebound.
Absolutely. You know, we encourage our defense to get involved. And Taylor, I thought she had a really, really strong game last night. She's been really good for us all year long, so it was kind of nice to see her get rewarded with her first goal.
Your special teams looked good last night. Power play goes 1-for-2, penalty kill 2-for-3. What do you take from that?
Yeah, you know, obviously we talked about there was certainly opportunities on the power play, and it was nice to see us capitalize. I thought in the first power play we kind of rushed passes at times and tried to force things, and I thought the second one there in the third period we did a really nice job of, you know, puck retrieval, getting pucks to the net, and just being a little bit more patient. And Reese made a great play to get that puck to Claire. Penalty kill, I thought the first two again did a really nice job. You know, the third one, you know, I thought we were a little bit fatigued. We kind of sat back, kind of let them freewheel a little bit, had opportunities maybe to be a little more aggressive at times, and ultimately we paid the price.
Today is also the Sophie's Squad Hockey Hits Back Mental Health Awareness Game. Mental health is such a huge part of everyday life for all of us, but especially in sports. What does it mean to be part of this sort of a game?
Well, I think it's great that you know, you're putting it forefront. You're making people aware. You know, hats off to Gabby Hughes and her efforts to get this out in the forefront, get it out in social media. I know they've had Sophie Squad games at the high school level. And, you know, fortunate enough to be a part of one here at Duluth. And, you know, certainly all of our players understand it. It's something that needs to be talked about more and more. It needs to be out in the open more and more. And anything we can do to help facilitate that, we're glad to do it.
What does your team need to do here today to get a win?
Yeah, just we need to be gritty, Kelly, right from the get-go. We need to be, like I said, we talk about getting greasy goals, but you got to be willing to get into those tough areas to make it happen. And that means getting people to the front of the net. You know, we need to manage the puck better. We need to certainly not allow people to be left uncovered around our net. You know, it's not skill-related. It's just being aware of where people are and just having a mindset that, you know what, we're not getting scored on. And at the same time, we got to be more connected in the offensive zone. And if we do that, we're going to have a lot more chances to put pucks in the net ourselves.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.